My dear listeners, our celebration of Christmas this year and its significance for us has been enriched a lot by several events in the church and outside the church. I'm thinking about the meeting in Addis Ababa, I'm thinking about the SDGs, and I'm thinking about the COP21 meeting in Paris. All of these were endeavors by the human community, human family, to ensure that our earth and its people live a dignified life and live healthily. Such gestures of solidarity witness to a human capacity to commit perseveringly to ensuring the good and the well-being of the human family, and we want to thank God for that. But these also remind us that the human family is capable of gestures of solidarity to ensure the well-being of each other. Such gestures of solidarity is what we also celebrate at Christmas with the birth of Jesus, who came to take our nature, to redeem it from sin and miseries. In the church itself, we want to think about the celebration, the 50th anniversary celebration of the Second Vatican Council, especially in its document Gaudium et Spes, which reminds us that the suffering, the anxieties, and the grief and pain of the world, these are also the grief and the suffering and pain of all the followers of Christ. And so we want to remind ourselves that we, as Catholics and Christians and members of the Church, are invited to a similar show of solidarity, which has always motivated the Church in the various works of mercy. And so, at Christmas, we want to evoke these sentiments of mercy. And so I want to invite everybody to be inspired, especially by the declaration of a Jubilee Year of Mercy by Pope Francis. This simply means that the mercy that God has shown us should show also on the face of the church, enabling us to be merciful towards one another. And so, at Christmas this year, let us heed the invitation of Jesus to be merciful as his Father has been merciful to all of us. So a very Merry Christmas to all of you, and may God's mercy be rich in your lives.